mapping. I like what is called mapping. Drawing routes, light years, roads not yet travelled, the micro-future. I map in the colour of eyes, in the colour of earwax, of urine, of paint chips scraped off old barns. I map dream tops, disappointment sheds, geese taking an old-fashioned walk, stigmatic mountain lion figuring out trifocal lenses. I map the tours of those who can touch a hoop without reaching, the limp of those who can't, the highway trough of those who place bets. I map the spray of disinfectant, the infection lining plastic shelves, zip code dice thrown about. I map phragmite at oases to show how overgrowth itches remorselessly. I map the large perennial grasses that discovered America in slave ships and spread westward to celebrate Easter. I map bees swarming children to protest their queen's imprisonment for pollinating on private property. Each mum blows her breath on his face, adds honey to her breakfast cereal. I map low-flying planes, it's difficult to see when lilacs bloom, shooting bullets as if lone petals might have a will to cover the ground. You could see trees swoon, flip backwards somersaults when lilacs brown and low-flying planes blast bullets into full-bloom bodies. And oh, I map pilgrims' trails, see them become the vegetable and the grease. I map where squirrels lift their legs like dogs on cucumber vines. I map lovers grazing back and forth on makeshift swings. And oh, I map the tremblings of monsters who run their mouths on emptiness in hope that some terrifying other might make them human.